Well, I think first of all, it's important to point out that being trading partners means that it's trade both ways. You know, it's not just about a one-way trade. And I know that the Vietnamese government is interested in exporting dragon fruit along with lychees and also mangoes into Australia. And I think that presents for them with some opportunities and also some challenges, though.
Yeah, biosecurity is always the major concern for the Australian industry when they hear about exports from other countries. Can those hurdles be overcome here in Vietnam?
Look, I think the biosecurity hurdles can be overcome. It's incumbent on the Australian government to work very closely with their Vietnamese counterparts over here to make sure that, one, they understand how important biosecurity is to Australia, and then secondly, to work on the actual protocols that will enable the trade.
As the Northern Territory's Minister for Primary Industry, how do you feel about the prospects of maybe Vietnamese mangoes coming into Australia?
Well, look, what I know of the Vietnamese mango industry is that their season is countercyclical to ours. So while we're producing, they're not. When they're producing, we're not. So, you know, if we were able to import Vietnamese mangoes into Australia during our off-season, we'd put mangoes on the shelves of Australian supermarkets right around the country throughout that off-season. I think that's not a bad thing.
As you mentioned, trade is a two-way street, but perhaps when it comes to Vietnam, it's been a bit one-way in Australia's favour. Do you feel any obligation to help Vietnam, given how much the NT is benefiting from trade with Vietnam?
Well, look, what I do when I come here is build relationships, and I think a big part of that is reassuring the government over here that Australia is keen to engage with them on these trade matters. Certainly, I'd like to see more trade with Vietnam both ways, and if they've got products, agricultural products from here that they'd like to bring into the country, I'm more than happy to work with the Australian government where I can to facilitate that.
I've also noticed while we're here in Vietnam that you're keen to promote Vietnamese investment in the Northern Territory. Is that fair?
Yeah, look, absolutely.
That's why you're doing that.
Why? Look, I think there have been a number of countries that have already invested in the agricultural sector in Australia, notably Indonesia and now China also. They've just bought Lizzie Downs Station. So there's no reason in the world where, you know, as a matter of principle, that the Vietnamese couldn't go down the same line. And I guess what I've been pushing with them is the issue around China coming on as a possible export market for more Australian cattle and certainly live cattle, how that might affect the market here in Vietnam and Australia's capacity to supply this market. Now, I guess what I'm saying is if the Vietnamese own cattle properties in the Northern Territory or Northern Australia, that kind of helps them to ensure continuity of supply. And I guess that's great for the relationship long term.
Is that the feeling you're getting, that the Vietnamese importers are getting nervous about that Chinese free trade agreement?
Well, look, I think it's an issue that's on the horizon for the importers over here. It has been mentioned to me, particularly out here at Red Star. And I think it's going to be an issue into the future, or may well be. Not for some time, I would imagine, though, because we're still waiting on a health protocol to be signed between Australia and China. Then we'll have to work with them on SCAS and make sure that that's in place. And that could take some time. And I guess, working with foreign governments and foreign entities can be at least challenging. And I'm sure China will be the same.
So just finally, for the Northern Territory, it's been a big year of trade to Vietnam. Record numbers of cattle and the buffalo trade has emerged. What's the focus? What's the goals for 2015?
Well, look, I know trade with Vietnam has improved markedly over the last couple of years. To go from, almost zero 2 years ago up to where we are today, I know there's been about 54,000 head of Australian cattle go out through the Port of Darwin only in the past or 12 months up till November. 36,000 of those have been NT cattle, which is an absolutely fantastic news story. No reason in the world why that can't go to 100,000 head in years to come, and hopefully next year there'll be stronger demand here in Vietnam. When I talk to other people who are involved in the agricultural sector here, it's quite clear they're interested in building feedlots in other provinces. similar to that we see here at Red Star today. And of course, that's going to put more demands for Australian cattle out there, and that's just got to be good news for Australian farmers.